Hello, everyone. Once again, it is the end of week five. We have come to day 35 of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. And it really, truly has been a blessing over the past 6 days experience and hear from various servants of the Lord as they really reflect on various scriptures, and with our theme being the power of resurrection as well. Truly, God has been faithful in using everyone over the past 6 days, and we're truly, truly thankful for them. And today, I'm joined by Pastor Pizzo. Pastor Pizzo, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Today, we are looking at, as we close out our week, we're focusing on the topic, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. And our key scripture, our central scripture, is found in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27. And it reads as follows. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Pastor Pizzo, Colossians 1 is a wonderful piece of just writing from Paul.
That's
as
right.
as he ministers to, as he writes to the church in Colossus. How do we reflect on this passage of scripture, and what can we pull out of it in light of what our topic is for today?
Mm-hmm. Christ in me. It's actually a very good news in my life to know that I have Christ in me.
Yeah.
Christ in me gives you the assurance of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the assurance of the presence of God. It gives you the assurance of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. So it is a very, very good news to me.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It gives you the assurance. You know, you will know that you are not anymore in the world, but Christ lives in you. You have been transformed. You have been transformed, and Christ now lives in you.
Yes, yes. And Pastor Pizzo, with that introduction, I really want to also just further unpack, just for the benefit of those listening, especially those either... You know, sometimes we say these things and we don't fully have an appreciation of what they actually mean.
Yeah.
Or they are just those that are just new in the faith.
And yeah.
They're still coming to the grips of what those elements mean around just what is the importance of Christ being in us, or just what does that look like in the life of a believer?
In the life of a believer, it refers to the indwelling and the presence of Jesus in the life of believer through the Holy Spirit, and then also the hope of glory. This phrase refers to the promise of eternal life that is awaiting. There is a scripture in the book of Romans 8 and in verse 18. Paul says, our current affliction can never be compared with the glory that is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means whatever it is that as a believer we go through, but we have this one assurance that there is a greater glory that is coming in our lives that we need to know about. So that's what it means to me.
Yes. And I really, really like that. And when we look then from an applications point of view, Pastor Pizzo, there is an implication to, with Christ being in us and the indwelling of his presence in us, what then are the implications of it in just our day-to-day life with regards to our decisions and just how we interact with people? Just when we wake up in the morning and go about our day, the presence of Christ or Christ being in us, what does that mean and what does that look like?
The implications of Christ in us, number one, is the assurance of salvation.
Yeah.
Salvation is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that Christ is in us, it provides the assurance of our salvation and eternal life.
Yeah.
That is the implication. And number two, transforming power, the presence of Christ in us transform us from the inside out, enabling us to live the life that honors God.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that a lot, Pastor Pizzo. And when then we look at even then, maybe let's, because the whole theme of our podcast is Jesus revealed in purpose.
That's right.
I'm looking then at just, especially when you were talking around the hope of glory,
yes,
and how it has implications on it being eternal, mm-hmm, and our eternal resting place in Christ and in the Father. Someone then that is living out their purpose with the truth or with the knowledge of this hope in glory, what relationship exists there, and what happens in the life of a believer who's walking in their purpose with the knowledge of this hope and glory that is in us?
Well, the third point that I was going to elaborate on is that the future hope and the promise of glory give us hope for the future, motivate us to live in Christ and look forward to eternal life. And above all, living in Christ, we ought to impact others, you know. This glory that was revealed to us, we also need to share it with the people, impact the people in our surrounding. You know, God always provides opportunity. I always say that, you know, when you walk or you're going into the marketplace or you are at home, whether you are with the family, there will always be the opportunity that you can impact and change the life of other people. And, you know, God presents that to us on our daily basis.
Amen.
That we can impact. The hope of glory. Because people will look at you and see that there's something. You look different. You walk different. And when you look at them going through their life struggle, they go to the valley, they go to the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, they go through all the struggle. And you can be able to impact them and bring hope to them. And this glory that we have received as a salvation of believers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor Peter. And I think with what you're saying, there is a lot of elements around us being witnesses.
Absolutely.
And I think that the concept of witnessing has, especially this year, it's been something that has been ringing true in me, in a sense that there is something that, because obviously when you are a witness, you are saying there's something that you've seen or experienced that you are in a position to share with people.
With people.
About. And man, if we can maybe talk a little bit more around just the power of witnessing to others, especially maybe that word of witnessing, because I think we testify, yes, but then there's something that we're saying around when we use the word witnessing that maybe also carries a bit of substance as well, Pastor Pizzo.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, ministers, people will always ask, even in the marketplace. Maybe I'll use the example for in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, pressure can be enormous. You know, you can go through difficult, especially now. The marketplace is different. Therefore, people will ask, how do you manage to stay calm, even though it looks like we are drowning? It reminds me of the scripture in the book of Mark 4:34-35, when it says that Jesus was in the midst. Even though there was a storm, Jesus was in the midst. I testify to them to say, look, you know, some of the issues we will need to talk about it, but you need to know Jesus is in the midst.
Yeah.
If Christ is in you, Christ is in the midst, you need not to fear, no matter what the storm. So, and again, I go back to the point of saying, opportunity will always present itself.
Amen.
For you to testify. You know, if I just walk there, you will not know that this man is a pastor. But when the opportunity presents itself, then I can witness about what Christ has done for me and what Christ can do for you.
Yes.
It presents that opportunity that you can be able to testify with the people and encourage them and witnessing about Christ.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that, Pastor Pizzo. And then maybe as we maybe draw to a particular conclusion on this, I think we do have to then ask the question around, how do we make this whether we call it then the hope of glory, mm-hmm. Christ indwelling in us, Christ in us, and this hope of glory, how do we make it more real in our lives? Because I think as believers, sometimes, you know, these things we read and yes, we have an understanding mm-hmm. of them, but at times maybe there are those moments where we don't experience that, man, Christ indeed is mm-hmm. with me mm-hmm. and the hope of glory is resting in me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we ensure that there is that continued awareness in our lives that indeed Christ is with us?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I look at the scripture and reflect sometimes from where the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt.
Yeah.
There was always a way, a shorter way for them to get to the promised
yes,
land.
Yes, yes.
But God needed them to have a testimony.
Hmm.
You can never serve God and you don't have a testimony.
Amen.
God, if he wanted them to reach their destination, he could have allowed them to reach the destination, but they would have forgot about God if they reached the destination quickly because everything was just easy.
Yeah.
But because of he wanted them to serve God and have a testimony, he allowed them to go the long way into the desert. Therefore, always with this, we have to have a testimony that what God has done. Because without a testimony, we are nothing.
Yeah.
If we witness God without a testimony, take for instance somebody that has been through a lot. I mean, you know, you look at this church where we are fellowshipping. Pastor Aiden always say we make it look easy.
Yes.
But if you know where we're coming from, what we have gone through, and that testimony give us. It's like a foundation that allows us always to serve God because we know what God has done for us.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very important. So without testimony, you can never be able to serve God because, you know, anything will sway you away from God.
Amen.
But because
Amen.
Of the testimony that you have, God has allowed them to go through the desert and they were there for 40 years and you know, it was a long time, but it's because God wanted them to have a testimony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so incredible how you're positioning, I guess, the need for a testimony, because obviously if we're going to have a testimony, there has to be an element of trial.
Exactly.
And challenges as
and
well.
And
how you're wrapping up this week, Pastor Peter, really, in a way, we are marrying the previous week, because the whole week mm-hmm. of week four was really on persecution, afflictions, challenges, mm-hmm. and really seeing how those are important for us realizing and walking in purpose. And how then you are bringing this is to say, for us to see truly God's presence in our life, or for Christ's indwelling, for us to see it and experience it, and for us to be in a position of witnessing and even testifying about it, there has to be a period of us needing to see it, and that only comes through trials. And that is such a good way to almost sum it up, because I think we in as much as we don't think about it, but we want ease, we want comfort.
Exactly.
We want all those things, but unfortunately, when we pursue those things, we will not. It's unlikely that we'll have testimony. It's unlikely
Absolutely.
That we will witness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Pastor Peter, thank you so much.
Thank
I think
you.
God bless
thank
you for you. For what you've really just shared to us around how. Really practically Christ dwelling in us, Christ being in us looks like, and that hope of glory, which points us to an eternal place that truly where destiny and purpose is fulfilled in our lives once we get to that place when we are with Christ and with the Father, but also in how you've wrapped it up around how we all need to have testimony in our lives. And really, testimonies does need us to go through a few valleys as well.
Amen.
So thank you once again.
Amen.
Thank you once
thank
again,
you.
Pastor Peter.
Thank you.
this has truly been a really good way for us to close out week five. And as we then journey into our final week, my hope and my prayer is that you have this at the back of our heads through all the people that we have walked this journey with over the past 35 days and over the past 7 days in our week five, really looking at the power of resurrection and the importance of having that word of testimony as well. I'm quite excited to be with you in our final week. I'm hoping you will join us. But at this present moment, my encouragement is that you like, subscribe, wherever you are listening and watching us, and you share it as well with your community. You share it with your family, you share it with your friends, you share it with your neighbors and all those that you fellowship and commune with as well, that it be a blessing to them as well. And you'll find us everywhere across Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You'll find us as well in our social media pages as well. And I'm quite excited to see you in our final week. I really pray that it will be a blessing to you as it will be to me. So God bless you. See you in week 6.